مساء الخير. أي service approach أو عامة the service approach that we all know في preaching وفي activities وفي community service. والcommunity service ممكن تبقى في شكل projects زي مثلا orphanage, clinic, مستشفيات, عيادات, حاجات كده. وفي the charity and relief programs. واحدة من الأفكار اللي بتتعرض اليومين دول هو why don't we do a relief project في نيبال, we have our own relief project, ونروح and we help in relieving universal catastrophes. بس أنا النهاردة مش هتكلم على ده, أنا هتكلم على واحدة بس, هتكلم على ما يعني يطلق عليه activities. So today's presentation is about something called the universal language. As you see in the slide, أنا بتكلم في music. That's why you got the teaser of the music. Sports, drama, and there's so many universal languages. بس يعني أنا هتكلم في دول أكتر حاجة النهاردة. When you got the teaser, you got the music والأعلام كلها في النوت, and you got I speak soccer, the universal language. And why do we call it universal language? طيب, why do you feel different approaches for the service is a must, not a luxury anymore? يعني دي مش حاجة احنا بنعملها لما بنبقى زهقانين. This is a must nowadays. حد عنده رأي ليه ممكن أخدم من خلال الرياضة, من خلال المزيكا, من خلال التمثيل, من خلال أي حاجة؟ Okay, أنا كبيرة عشان تبقى more attractive. Who else? Okay, Uncle sales point of view بيقول لك this is what is needed by our customers. هي بتقول إنه each approach attract a certain group of people and thus we can reach more. أبونا لمس حتة حلوة قوي, بيقول we are not only touching the intellectual part or side of people, لا خلاص we are in need to touch their emotions, and actually emotion when we talk about emotion, this is how we approach their emotions. Okay. بيقول interaction, this will provide more interaction ما بيننا ما بين الناس اللي احنا بنخدمهم, and thus we will get to know each other more. بيكلم على الباريرز وبيكلم على ان انا بخترق الباريرز, اذا كانت language barrier I don't need to learn the language, I don't need to know the culture, I can just break all these barriers وادخل. Saying as Jesus had different approaches with different people, زي مثلا when he talked to Nicodemus and he used the philosophy and the science, he used to approach different people with different techniques, and we ought to do the same to reach more people. Yes, هي بتقول إن ده common interest and this will help us break ice break very fast. هي بتقول this to show more respect, لأن مادام I am interested in what they are interested, then I am showing respect and thus I am gaining more attention. So he is saying each different group, each group has their own interest, and thus we should approach people according to their own different age groups and age interest. طيب أنا هقول لكم الموضوع في أربع نقط. احنا دلوقتي عندنا language barrier that we ought to break, we have culture barrier, we have political barriers, some countries don't allow actually open evangelism, and we have competitive attractions. We have a lot of interest everywhere, وكل الناس بتقدم جديد وبتعمل جديد. زمان when I was a child I can't remember ان كان عندي غير الاتاري بتاع سوبر ماريو ده. دلوقتي there is an internet, the world is so open, why people would bother going to church? It's boring. Do you get me? So we need to be more attractive. We need to compete with the competitive attractions اللي موجودة في ال open world that we have now. طيب أنا هفرجكم فيديو صغير على ال that we live in the world of barriers. Did you get the movie? So what was the idea? What was the difference between the two cultures? Exactly. So this is exactly what happens. What happened is the British people, if they don't finish their plate, there's something wrong. It means that they did not like the food. But for the Chinese people, if you finish your whole plate, it means that you're questioning their generosity. It means, Nana, I'm still hungry and you don't have enough to feed me. So they kept bringing more of that thing that he doesn't like to eat anyways, okay? And this is the world of barriers that we live at. I'm from the East, you're from the West, someone else from Africa, some people from Asia. Lots of barriers that it will take time to break. بس ممكن لو احنا مثلا if we're talking about universal language. Let's break it into two words. Universal and language. Now, I took your opinion about the definition of the word universal. What can you tell me? What does it mean? Universal. Universal. All the world. Saying all the world. Uncle is giving us an example. He's saying the smile is a universal language. حد يديني يعني definition كده. Yes. Okay. هي بتقول it's unity and diversity. Okay. في أي حد عنده أي definition في خياله الكلمة universal؟ Riju is saying it means that it is used by everyone. Type language, what does it mean? A way to express myself. A way of communication. Okay, let's see what Google says. Google is defining universal as relating or done by all people or think that the world or in a particular group applicable to all cases. طيب بس the keywords in the universal world is it is related to everyone, it is done by everyone, and it's applicable to everyone and everywhere. Okay? For by definition, universal means that everyone can relate to, can do, and it would be applicable to. Okay? Language, exactly as you said, it's a way of communication and expressing myself. فطلع بقى كل الحاجات اللي احنا بنقولها في الاول كانوا فاكرين ان language دي it's only the language that I speak, but actually there is the body language. My posture is telling you something. مثلا ان انا easy person مثلا. And any way that you would use to communicate or express yourself is a language. Okay? طيب before we jump to the next slide, طيب احنا شوفنا حاجة هسألكوا اسئلة بقى كتيرة قوي فيها كده. كام واحد فيكو شاف السكيت ده قبل كده؟ How many of you have seen that skit before? طيب الناس اللي رفعت ايديها, I want volunteers to tell me how did you know about this skit? ابونا شافوا على اليوتيوب, هما مثلوه قبل كده, شافوه هنا قبل كده. They have seen it before, they have acted before. ابونا have seen it on YouTube. Who else? محدش منكم سمع عنه من حد تاني وراح اتفرج عليه خالص؟ Okay. أبونا سمع عنه وعمل سيرش ودور عليه على اليوتيوب. Okay. This is the same way I found out about this video. Okay. Videos, acts, songs are the most searchable things on YouTube every day. Okay. It is the best way to go viral. It's the best way to go word by mouth. Okay. Seldomly. كم واحد فيكم بيسمع وعظة من أولها لغاية آخرها وبعد كده بيطلع يقول لحد أنا سمعت وعظة حلوة جدا وكانت ثلاث نقط واحد اثنين ثلاثة. أوكي. كم واحد فيكم بيبقى فاكر إنها وعظة حلوة جدا بس مش قادر يفتكر النقط اللي فيها. بالضبط. So although preaching is very effective, but actually it needs very mature people on spiritual level to actually retain every word they hear it. Okay? محتاجة ناس متربية في الكنيسة. Okay? Are the people born and raised in church our target, our main target group in this service? No. Okay? So that's why we need stuff like skits, drama, and stuff like that. سألكوا سؤال تاني. كم واحد فيكم سمع السونج ليركس كلها من غاية من أولها لغاية آخرها؟ السونج ليركس كلام الأغنية أو الترنيمة اللي كانت شغالة كم واحد فيكم سمعها بالضبط؟ أبونا دور على الليركس بتاعتها على and he found it. لكن when you hear it, did you recognize all the words? Okay. طيب. Did understanding the lyrics stand between you and actually understanding what's happening? It didn't stand in your way, صح؟ طيب. When did you feel very happy when to بتتفرجوا على ده? Do you remember how the music changed in the last part? It went very high, صح? Okay. Do you remember what was the saddest moment while you were watching this? When he was trying to kill himself? Okay. Did you try to listen to the music during? It was kind of low, okay? This is what music offer us. It offered us a jump, okay? We don't need to understand the lyrics. We don't need to understand whatever is happening. All you can relate to is music عالية, music واطية, something takes you up and something takes you down, okay? تمثيل. Did you get the message at the end? Was it obvious? Okay. And this is exactly what the universal language can do. What you have experienced on this theater. Okay? This is exactly what other people would experience. They don't care what the song lyrics is. This is not the issue. If they don't understand English, no problem. If they don't understand any language, no problem. They would just feel with you. Okay? في واحد ظريف علامة من علامات أمريكا واحد واخد جوائز بيحط مناهج للجامعة وكده قال art is humanity's most essential most universal language is not a frail but a necessary part of for communication the quality of civilization can be measured through its music dance drama architecture visual and literature We must give our children knowledge and understanding of civilization's most profound works. People started to understand and value the importance of such techniques in the universities, in the schools. Okay? خلاص, teaching is not anymore someone standing in a classroom and saying a lecture or a sermon. It needs to be more interactive. It needs to more action. Okay? ايه بقى اللي qualifies for a universal language حاليا music is a universal language sports drama math is a universal language 1 plus 1 equal 2 at any spot in the world okay and speech ودي يعني الحتة اللي انا كنت بكلمكم فيها least effective لان you would go through all the barriers Sometimes your gestures while you were talking would be offensive to some people while they are very normal to you. Okay? Okay. How can we approach this language? أي خدمة في الحياة من خلال الرياضة أو من خلال المزيكا أو من خلال الدراما, you can approach it via different ways. It's either through or around. Okay? بالعربي. يا أما من خلال أو حوالين. Okay? من خلال يعني إيه؟ من خلال events. Okay? Events like choir, بيعملوا إيه؟ They make a big event in a big mall. Okay? They perform. And while people are performing, they would يعني say a message في الكوير. Okay? So this is through events. Okay? Through creating a community. كم واحد فيكو يعرف شباب عمرهم ما دخلوا الكنيسة إلا علشان الكشافة أو علشان فريق الكورة؟ ناس كتير جدا. This is the only way to approach them. إن أنا approach them through the activity. هو بيدخل علشان الكشاف. بيدخل علشان فريق الكورة. And then you put Bible studies, you sneak stuff in between. This is من خلال. Around, and this is what I'm proposing today. Around the events اللي موجودة already. يعني مثلا events universal, national, or a community level. سمعنا ان في مونديال سنة 2018. نبعت ناس خدمة تأبروتش الناس اللي سايبة بلادها كلها وجاية للإيفنت ده في الوقت ده. This is around an event. This is around a universal event. Okay? مين بيعملوا كده؟ دار الكتاب المقدس بينزلوا في معرض الكتاب. This is a national event, صح؟ Do you believe that دار الكتاب المقدس بينزلوا في معرض الكتاب عشان يبيعوا الكتاب بجنيه؟ لا. دي خدمة من حوالين الإيفنت. This is an approach. We can approach around events already بتحصل. Okay? We can compete in مسابقات تمثيل, مسابقات choir, مسابقات. You're representing yourself and people will wonder who you are and this is a service. And you can approach people حوالين الإيفنت. ناس رايحة لهدف تاني خالص غير ان هي تعرف ربنا, بس احنا هنروح نصطادهم في الايفنتس دي, around the events. Okay? هديكوا شوية examples لحاجات موجودة already, ممكن يعني نغش منها وممكن نضيف عليها. في حاجة اسمها ace. Ace دول, who is ace? Ace are people مش بيخدموا, مش عندهم فريق رياضة, but they empower the people that serve already through sports. ياخدوا القادة كلهم بتوع sports team, كل servants بتوع sports team, and give them trainings to empower them. Okay? And when you join الكامبات, they do camps. They approach you with four strategies. Okay? أول strategy اللي اسمها church sports. يعني they teach you how to start a sports team in your local church. Okay? So they teach you how to start a sports team in your في الكنائس المحلية. Approach تاني, serving the people of sports. One day we can do it. بيخدموا الرياضيين. Teach you how to serve Michael Schumacher. How to serve David Beckham. Okay? So what they do is actually in Homa they start trying to serve the athletes اللي موجودين already في مجال الرياضة, because the athletes can be real representative of Jesus Christ. How many of you remember, بس مش عارفة تفتكروا ولا لا, in this last Olympics her picture went viral. The Ethiopian runner who after finishing she took a picture and she made the sign of the cross. It was very popular, صح؟ This is serving الناس بتوع الرياضة. الناس اللي already عندهم platform. People who are already on the screens. People who are already in exposed. فاهمين؟ And plus teaching them. They don't have to choose. يعني انت مش لازم عشان انت تبقى في كارير ناجح, كارير رياضة, انك متعرفش ربنا. This is nonsense. You can find your call in your career and you can find your call while you're playing the sports. دي الباشن بتاع المجموعة دي. Another strategy اللي هو الميجر سبورتس ايفنتس انهم بيروحوا المونديال وبيروحوا رولان جاروس وبيروحوا كل الحاجات دي وبيعملوا مينستري وبيحاولوا يخدموا الناس اللي بتحضر الايفنتس دي. واخر مجموعه بيعملوا حاجه اسمها سايكس او كوميونيتي يوث تشيلدرن اند سبورتس. وات دي دو انهم بيحاولوا يحمسوا المحليات والحكومات انها تشترك في ايفنتس للرياضة للشباب والأطفال في الكنائس. So their approach is trying to connect the government, the local community, the local church to serve the youth and the children of the church. Okay? So they teach you about four techniques دول and actually the presentation فيها كلام كتير. Whoever want to search more about them, they can find them يعني. في ناس تانية اسمهم athletes of Christ. Athletes of Christ برضو ال purpose بتاعهم ان هم يخدموا ال athletes اللي بيلعبوا رياضة ويعملوا tournaments ليها حضور في الساحة. يعني هم دول بيعملوا tournaments كورة, tournaments سلة معروفة and you can join and they serve people through it. في ناس تانية برضو اسمهم Uncharted Waters برضو بيخدموا الناس من خلال الرياضة, بس دول بيخدموا فرق الرياضة اللي موجودة في الكنائس. يعني they برضو start a local sports team in your local church. في ناس برضو اسمهم Music Ministry, they serve الناس من خلال المزيكا. برضو you can search for them. What they do campaign كبيرة قوي. بيروحوا بقى كل الناس اللي بتعزف فيولان, أي حد ليه اهتمامات في العزف والتأليف والمزيكا. They do a musical camp and they serve people who are interested in music. One day we can do it. عشان احنا عندنا choirs حلوة قوي already. برضو في حاجة اسمها CTI Music Ministry. برضو they serve people in partnership مع الكنائس, ناس choirs, with you do choir competitions. All this info is in this بتاع. طيب. How far do you think we can reach people? And how far do you think people will respond to our techniques لو احنا ابتدينا ندخل اكتر في المجالات دي؟ كان واحد فيكو, كفا واحد فيكو شاف فيلم أرجو قبل كده؟ كان ايه القصة؟ كان مين ومين؟ أمريكا وإيران. كانت إيه مشكلة؟ هي دي قصة حقيقية. كانت إيه مشكلة؟ أوكي. هي قصة الحقيقية فعلا إنه هو في وقت من الأوقات كان في ناس بتشتغل في السفارة الأمريكية, وحصل إنه الخميني, فاكرين الوقت بتاع الخميني وإيران, حصل إنه في قامت ثورة, والثورة بعد ما قاموا راحوا هاجموا على السفارة الأمريكية. بس الفرق ان هم لما هاجموا على السفارة الامريكية they actually فيه ناس هربت, بس they actually took hostage وقفلوا عليهم في السفارة. والمشكلة دي كانت سنة 1978, وحصلت قطيعة بين بين امريكا وايران لسنين طويلة قوي. اوكي, اللي هفرجكم عليه ده حاجة حصلت سنة 98. يبقى احنا كده كام سنة قطيعة ما بين امريكا وايران؟ 20 سنة. أوكي. So in 1998 القرعة, the lot was between إن إيران هتلعب أمريكا. أوكي. فكل الناس كانت خايفة قوي. It will be very tense. كان في إجراءات أمنية مشددة جدا في الاستاد علشان خايفين الفانز يمسكوا في الفانز. But actually what happened was wonderful. Everyone decided that they speak soccer. خلاص. Tension is over. Okay, we speak soccer, we speak the universal language. Okay? And it was the first gesture of goodwill or good intentions that Iran gave them the flowers وكده. بس people خلاص, they forget everything on the playground, and it happened again. So, to sum up, what is the impact of using a universal approach? كل الحاجات اللي انتوا قلتوها, empower our local church via establishing programs attracting youth and children segments, getting more youth involved in church service, helping them to realize their roles in the church. في ناس كتير ما لقيتش دورها في الكنيسة إلا لما بقوا قادة, قادة فرق, قادة كشافة, قادة كوير. Reaching out for the local community, it can help us to reach out for the local community. Spread more widely, viral or by word of mouth. I guarantee when we start penetrating these techniques, people will start talking and you will start to have a known platform ليكوا on the floor. فجأة هتلاقوا ان انتوا كل الناس بتسمع عنكم, ما سمعتش عن الكامب الفلاني, ما سمعتش احنا في مكان هنا بنسمع عن كامبات بتطلع في كل حتة, and we's like, oh, we want this. طب يلا بقى. Okay. Connect with human beings on different level, intellectual and emotional. This is what Abuna was saying, ان انا بلمس الناس على مستوى intellectual and emotional. بقدم offer an experiential learning experience that will lead into for retaining sense most of the senses are involved. بقدم التعليم عن طريق الخبرة, and thus people will retain more what I have teach them, علشان أنا I involved not only إن هو سمعني, لا أنت سمعني وشايفني وبتحرك رجلك وبتحرك مش عارفة إيه و thank you جداً.